You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
It doesn't seem this long ago, Gil, but almost 2 years since Malcolm Butler picked off that Russell Wilson pass at the goal line, allowing the Patriots to win the Super Bowl. They meet again, and the players meet again as well, of course. I mean, how much does that count now for, you know, looking back at that? How much does that count going into this game? Is revenge a thing that people talk about?
Nah, I don't think it matters. I mean, you know, it happened 21 months ago. By the way, as someone told me on my show, thanks for bringing it up. Just a painful memory. We're talking, of course, about the Seahawks having 1 yard to navigate to beat the Patriots in Super Bowl 49. 21 months ago, they couldn't do it. They throw an interception at the 1 yard line. Malcolm Butler intercepts it. Malcolm Butler, by the way, has developed into one of the game's elite corners since then. He's still with the Patriots. But I don't think that game specifically will mean anything coming into this one. This is about as marquee a matchup as you can get in the NFL, and very well could be a preview of this year's Super Bowl. As far as implications for each team's playoff chances this year, there really is none. Either both teams are way ahead in their divisions. This won't really count for tiebreakers if they get into tiebreaker necessity stuff towards the end of the season. But they're really, I mean, the best way to sort of characterize this game is to talk about the huge streaks involved in both. One, New England at home since week 3 of the 2001 season. That was the week that Tom Brady took over as the New England quarterback, which is just amazing to believe, over 15 years ago. The Patriots in all that time have lost a grand total of 19 home games, and Brady didn't play in 4 of them. So they don't lose at home. Of course, the spread here is 7.5, probably be about 7 by game time, I think. So that, of course, is something that doesn't happen very often. The Patriots just don't lose at home. So if you are looking for a Seattle money line bet, I wouldn't necessarily recommend it based on that. Seattle has even bigger things going on. They have led or been within one score in the fourth quarter of 96 consecutive games, including the playoffs. That's the longest streak in NFL history. And really, to me, is really the least quoted amazing stat you'll ever hear in the NFL. 96 straight games in which they've led or been within one score in the fourth quarter. That is a preposterous streak if you think you only have 16 regular season games a year plus some playoff games. Why I bring that up is that that is very much on the line Sunday against the Patriots. The Patriots are, by any measure, far and away the best team in the NFL this year. Don't be alarmed by their one loss. That was pre-Tom Brady. And I'm not sure that Seattle offense, with a very weak offensive line and therefore very little of a running game, can keep up with this Patriots team. If you're one-dimensional, which the Seahawks are on offense, that's tough going into New England. I don't like laying 7 or 7.5 points, but if you put a gun to my head, I would have to lean New England here.
We said we wouldn't talk politics, but obviously politics has reared its head this week with Brady and Belichick, hasn't it? With their support or non-support for Trump. I mean, I love Brady's response in the end when he was asked about whether he'd supported Trump, and he said, "I talked to my wife. She said I can't talk about politics anymore." So I think that's a good decision made for our family. I love that. I love that.
That started because I think someone early in the campaign saw a "Make America Great Again" baseball cap in his locker, and he admitted at the time that he was friends with Donald Trump. And Bill Belichick this week, there was a Donald Trump, because this is what Donald Trump does, he mentioned that Bill Belichick had written him a note. And so Belichick was forced to sort of address it in a press conference, and Belichick was very quick to say, look, it's not about politics, it's more about friendship and loyalty, and I don't necessarily agree with everything the guy says. So that's their affiliation with Donald Trump. And so if you are an anti-Trump guy, more reason to dislike the New England Patriots.
Yeah, indeed, yeah. So to recap,
this is a game that I won't touch on the spread pretty much. But again, if you force me to lean one way, I would take the Patriots and lay the points. I just don't think Seattle can keep up with their offense so hampered right now.
We like a lean, Gil. We like to know just which way you're thinking. It just gives us a little bit of a clue as to which way to go on game night.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.